Welcome to the Bull Gap Journal. I'm Robert Holmes. Many of you know me as Bob, Sylacauga native, proud military veteran and community citizen. On the Bull Gap Journal, it's an award-winning show, by the way, from the Alabama Broadcasting Association. On the Bull Gap Journal, we talk about life, leadership, and common sense, those things that we all encounter in our lives every day. Today, I've got a special guest, Isaac Jennings. Isaac?
Hey, Bob. Hey, thank you for having me.
No, I'm glad you're here, man. Isaac, I've shared some time together in the last several years in some workshop developments and things like that, and I'm really glad you're here with us, because particularly as a Sylacauga native as well, now returned to the area. So tell us a little bit about what you're doing now.
Yeah, so right now I'm the East Alabama Rural Innovation and Training Hub Organizational Manager, also known as EARTH.
Yep.
We've
talked about it on the Bull Gap before. Yeah. Good
so,
deal.
I've been here for about 3 months in this role. I got back in January from Nebraska. So in Dresden to the role and just hit the ground running since I've been back.
But
so.
We're glad you're back. Are you glad to be back?
I am.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Sylacauga High School athlete.
Yep. Sylacauga High School athlete. Graduate of class of 2012. And then went off to Troy University and graduated in 2017.
Okay. And your athletic career involved a little bit of everything, didn't it?
Yeah, I was a football player and also a track and field athlete and continued that journey on as track athlete at Troy University.
Nice. Nice. So now after all of this, and I just want to point this out, you've had several roles in leadership over the time. Just tell us a couple of points of interest there.
Yeah, so leadership really started when I was young, but as I venture off from my high school career, went off to Troy, was a leader out there. Leadership development was my minor. I took to leadership really quick, being a former team captain for our track team. And then after graduating, 3 days later, I was a site director out in Denver. For a nonprofit organization called YouthWorks.
YouthWorks.
Yeah, so it was a mission work. We actually drove a team of four from Minneapolis to Denver as a site director. After doing that for a summer, I then came back to my community and served in Talladega County as a kid fitness director in a leadership role, and then went off to Nebraska for grad school. The leadership kept following me on when I didn't want to take on the role. So,
well, all of us are leaders, whether we know it or not. And I'm glad you keep getting drawn back into leadership positions, because I think you've got the character, the quality, and you know, that insight, and particularly now that you're back with EARTH as a community leader. So I think that's important. Today I invited Isaac in to chat with us, and we talked about core values that are important for leaders and for community organizations. And we're going to address compassion today. Sometimes, you know, that might not be thought about as an attribute for a leader, but I definitely think it is, and we'll get to that in a minute. But compassion, much needed today, quite frankly. As we look at our community, as we look at our nation, and compassion is a strong element, and it's a value that we need to embrace, I think. So let me just stop there for a minute and just tell me, Isaac, how you would define compassion.
Yeah, so for me, compassion is almost an extension of empathy, which I feel that I have a strength in. So compassion is really just making sure the actions that you do is intentional, are intentional, in however you're leading an organization or any position where you're in a leadership role.
Sure. Yeah. So as we look at that definition, I'd done some research, and this came to mind. This is basically what you just said. It involves recognizing the suffering or struggles of others.
Yeah.
Okay. And then here's the important part: recognizing the struggle, but then taking action to alleviate the struggle or the suffering or the pain.
Yeah,
that's compassion, and it's motivated, as you say, by that personal desire to try to make a positive difference for someone.
Absolutely.
So okay, we've defined it, and we've almost now established why it's important. And so, compassion as a personal value is important because.
Yeah.
help me finish that sentence.
I feel like compassion is important because it builds culture. It builds character within your organization that you're leading. It also builds that diverse empathy in a sense.
Right.
So you get a chance to understand different people from different backgrounds and different levels of thinking. So,
and that's important.
It is. It's very important.
Absolutely important. More so today than ever before.
Exactly.
I think we need the compassion amongst ourselves to just try to reach out and understand the other girl or guy.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's so important. So, it will involve the various aspects of life.
Yeah.
Of our community, of our jobs,
right?
Getting closer to home, our families, know, so it's all so important because it, you know, I've read some things that it says once you can arrive at this state of intentional compassion, it will give you inner peace without all the turmoil that sometimes goes along with it. You know, can you expand that a bit?
The biggest piece that you talked about was intentionality. I think a lot of people in instances can have compassion, but without being intentional, you're not able to reach that person. You can have just genuine compassion, but not being intentional with the compassion can go to the wayside.
Often. Right. So, right.
Yeah.
So let me ask this, you know, if you say you're reaching out, but it's not authentic.
Yeah.
I mean, you just sort of fill in the square to be compassionate.
Yeah.
Do you think people know that?
Yes. I feel like people know that often. And we never want to be check boxers.
Yeah, so that's right. That's right.
We want to be intentional with what we're doing and making sure that we're compassionate with the intentionality.
Right. Right. Now, I will admit that some days you just go, but in the end, understanding that genuine, authentic compassion in a situation is really can be the basis of understanding and to be able to make a positive difference. So,
definitely.
You know, one thing we talked about is that people who value compassion tend to be very empathetic and very kind.
Yeah.
And both of those are quality traits that some of us may not have in terms of the full amount, okay? But these are things that you can cultivate.
Yes, correct.
You know, empathy, learning how to listen,
right.
Kindness. Just step back for a minute and say, did I take the opportunity to be kind or unkind?
Right.
You know, I mean, so these are the kind of intentional triggers that each of us can sort of put into play. So do you have any experience where you've had to sort of, you know, reach down and dig up the empathy, dig up the compassion? You know, particularly in sports, you may have. So.
Yeah. In sports and in various other categories within my life, too. It's funny, I was just having a conversation with my dad this morning, and we were talking about empathy and compassion. But just being able to relate to someone. I had a mother that passed away. And so if someone has a mother that passed away, I can dig down deep and understand that empathy to show it to them and that compassion.
Because you've experienced that.
I've experienced that. Yeah. So just to be able to understand on that level and even to the slightest of saying good morning to someone, that's showing empathy and understanding, hey, someone didn't tell me good morning this. And so being able to see those and identify those.
Well, those are good personal examples of how we all have we've all got that inner nature to understand somebody.
Yeah.
Now what we got to do is use that.
Use it. You got to
bring it to
act
the top.
On it.
So in terms of leadership and in the military, my background, I can say firsthand that the leaders, albeit that everybody has this picture of the hard-nosed military leader, the greatest leaders amongst the attributes that I felt like they displayed, compassion was huge. Compassion for the troops, understanding what the troops were going through.
Yeah.
Okay. You can still be hard-nosed.
Yeah.
But it's important to display compassion. So what's your take on leaders and the need to display compassion?
Yeah, that's a great question. I feel as being a compassionate leader, you have to put yourself in the space of who you're leading. And if you're leading someone that you're not showing compassion to, how can you put yourself in that space, if that makes sense? Yep. If you have that compassion as a leader, you continue to have to put yourself in those spaces of the people that are following you.
Yeah.
And help them understand that, hey, I've been here before too. I understand the psychological or social.
Yeah. And emotional. Yeah,
and emotional, all of them. And just being able to put yourself in that person's right. shoes.
So, as we look at that, that's so important. What you just said is to put yourself in the other person's shoes.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a proverbial parable that we've been taught through, so much of our upbringing, both in, socially and in faith-based organizations, churches, or whatever, is walk in somebody else's shoes.
It is.
Just give it a minute.
Got to.
Think about it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask you a question. I think I may know an answer here. If you were looking at somebody in your life that's exemplified compassion as a leader and as a role model, who might that be?
Oh, man. So many that I could name, Bob.
Yeah.
I can start with my parents.
Yeah.
They were the first leaders in my life. My brother is a really person that shows compassion. We share a lot of the same characteristics. I've had former supervisors that were really compassionate to me. I'll say, I will mention her name, Courtney Thompson. She was a great compassionate leader for me to be able to help me understand.
Who was Courtney Thompson?
Courtney Thompson. So she was the former athletic director, the current athletic director right now at Midland University.
Nice.
Where I served as assistant AD.
Does she know that you value her as a role model for compassion?
I'm not sure if she knows, but now she will.
So. Yeah, I hope she does. You need to pick up the phone. I'll pick up the phone and call her today and say, Isaac just called you out for a great value of compassion. So, no, that's great. So as we look at this, it comes home to us that every one of us can exhibit compassion.
Yeah.
It's much needed. Back to where we were at the beginning of this discussion. Much needed in my mind today more than ever before.
Yeah.
And it's not to accept everything. It's to try to understand everything and walk in the other person's shoes. And I would, look at so many leaders today who say they're compassionate, but by their actions, they're not.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Well, listen, I appreciate any closing thought on compassion, and we'll bring this session.
I don't have a closing thought, but as we just talked about in this session, I feel like just being able to put yourself in someone else's shoes and exemplifying empathy and the connection with empathy and compassion. And really taking that part of yourself to build upon that characteristic trait.
Yeah. Good deal. Yeah. Well, Isaac, I really appreciate your coming in and being on this Bull Gap Journal episode, this video podcast, because I think you've got so much to offer, and I know for a fact that you are a role model for many in this community, so I think it's really important that you're back.
Oh, well, thank you.
And I just appreciate being able to call you a friend.
Oh, so. Man, that means a lot. Thank you. Thank you again for having me today.
I'll tell you, I mean, I wish I were as cool and suave as Isaac. I've got a lot to learn in that department. So, hey, folks, thanks for joining us today on the Bull Gap Journal. As I've said, we talk about life, leadership, and common sense and where it can make a difference in folks' lives. Well, hope you join us again. If you want to learn more about the Bull Gap Journal, go to radioalabama.net/bullgap.